And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain J.J. Garrison, commercial albacore fisherman, former boat owner in the Southern California fleet captain, and super knowledgeable guy. We're going to be talking fishing here, albacore and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combined a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. This time of year, the fishing option offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Man, going to be having a lot of fun today, bro.
Oh, yeah. Our good buddy Captain J.J. Garrison is back on dry land after a lot of months at sea. Right, J.J.?
Yeah, well, 16 weeks we were gone.
16 weeks.
Yeah, it's a good stretch, but it's not that bad. You know, figure it out. It's 4 months.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah. And where do you fish?
You know, we've been fishing on the Pacific coast between Northern California and Northern Washington, basically.
Wow.
You know, there's obviously no set stone where we drive to a waypoint and there they are. You
yeah.
know? But it's albacore fishing, and they generally will show up where the water conditions warrant, you know, good situation for bait and water and the structure that they like. So that's what we're looking for. You
yeah,
know, we leave cool. San Diego, and we don't know if we're going to find them and, you know, right outside the Coronados or if we're going to have to drive all the way to Canada before we see them.
Wow.
So we're pretty much in the hunt the whole time.
So when you're hunting albacore, what are you looking for?
We're looking for water structure primarily, you know, looking for that good water, plankton edges, temperature edges, standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the same tools that we use to look for all other fish that we use for albacore.
That's cool.
What tools do you have on the Pikey that help you find the fish?
You know, we use ocean imaging. Ocean imaging, and then, of course, we have the stock electronics, you know, good sonars and such. But ocean imaging is a big one, you know, because we download our charts and our pictures every morning.
You get that on the boat real time.
Yeah, because we can download it via satellite, you know, and it's great. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
So I want to say that's probably the most important factor that we have.
So when you're looking at an ocean imaging chart, you're looking for the dirtier water, the edges, the water temperature changes, you're looking for the cold side, the warm side. I mean, is there any?
It varies.
It varies.
It totally varies. You know, you want to look for good structure edges, and that's it. You know, whether it's plankton and temperature or one or the other or, you know, anything that's a visible anomaly. We want to look at, and we don't just look at surface either. We're looking subsurface too, you know? And you know, you can take it to any level,
sure,
you know, you can
sure.
tweak on those charts all day and all night, you know, and go, oh, I found something different and something new. And some guys do, you know, and it's pretty classic because we have groups that we work together and we study our charts every morning, you know, in the dark before the day starts or, you know, whenever those charts come out like every 3 hours and we're always looking for the best ones, best pictures, least amount of cloud cover, et cetera. And then, you know, we get on the radio with each other and we compare notes to what we see and work together as a group, you know.
Are you generally fishing in a group?
We work as a group, but not necessarily are we always fishing as in a group. You know, the best part of a good working group is to be able to spread out, mm-hmm. you know, and not necessarily be following each other around or going to the same spots thinking, oh, I got the same idea. That's what I'm going to do too, you know. A good working group will definitely spread out and check out some different things to, you know, find
what's
best. One
of those things, it's just important to know where to be as it is to know not where
for
to be.
For sure, yeah.
And you're doing all this on pole and line.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, pole and line, jack pole, you know, it's when you're a deckhand or you're a fisherman growing up, you know, especially if you love fishing and you're a deckhand like I was and Rick was and everybody was that grew up around the San Diego sport boats, man, you just loved that opportunity to grab the pole. Everybody had one at some point or another, you know, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know, we're getting them on the pole. Now that's it. I mean, that's
100%.
It. That's, yeah.
That's what you
they're biting the pole or they're not biting.
Yeah, that's all you got. And you
so
actually
cool.
get into a rack.
Yeah, the crew does.
Yeah, you do. You throw
I thought
bait,
that was
right?
real cool at first.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm getting
rack and you lift pull these albacore onto the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, we have a, you know, we use like a 10-foot fiberglass pole and about a 7-foot piece of wire. And we use braided wire and a squid, you know, a specially designed lure. That's particularly balanced and everything so that when you're lifting up a fish, the second you throw slack in the line, the way that thing's weighted and balanced, it just falls out of the fish's mouth. It's barbless. It's it's a crazy looking, gizmo. It doesn't even look like you could catch a fish on it. You know, the hook is so big and so thick.
But they eat it.
They eat it. Yeah, they eat it because we're chumming and making them get into a total frenzy. So you're getting just an immediate instinct bite, basically.
Yeah. Hits the surface. It's food. I'm on.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that moves, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, you know, the guys, when they're getting bit, they lift that fish. They carefully lift that fish up into the air. And once that fish has enough inertia or clearance to get over the rail. They just tip a little slack in there, and it falls off, and they're shooting that thing back in the water. And, I mean, many times they're bit at the same time that previous fish is landing
so
on the deck.
Wow. That is so rad.
It is. It's totally awesome.
Yeah. So, and you're making your own bait, too. That's a full cycle.
Type it is. Thing, it right? is. And that was really part of the draw for me, you know, the challenge getting into this fishery was to be able to encapsulate the whole fishery, you know, and it has been so much fun catching bait and so extreme. It's extreme. I'm telling you, my heart pounds so hard when we're getting ready to set the net. I mean, the adrenaline is maximum. I mean, I have to have a bottle of water there because my mouth starts to dry out and my heart starts pounding. And, you know, there's so many things going on. And a lot of times when we're setting the net for bait, we're setting in pretty critical areas. You know, we're in shallow water, or we're in the river, or where there's current, or we're right outside the surf, or, you know, there's always some sort of crazy factor going on. And it's intense.
We say it all the time, like we take it, and myself 100% included, we take for granted so much how easy it is to pull up to Everingham Brothers and here's 50 bucks, load them up, boys, and we're on our way, you know, when there's not a bait barge to roll up to get your bait. That's a whole other story.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, we're really lucky in the fishery right now that we're working in. There's a lot of times opportunities to buy bait, you know, so if the fishing is really, really good and, you know, we don't want to take the extra time to catch our own bait because we have to work with tides and winds and it might take a day or two to get bait, you know. So, you know, we're pretty fortunate in the area that we're working. There is a bait operation, and sometimes we can just buy the bait and whoosh, we're out, you know.
And it makes economic sense.
It does because, you know, there's a lot of scratch fishing, you know, but when it gets really, really good, you need to be there. Yeah, you don't want to miss those days. So.
How much fish does Pikey hold?
45 tons.
45 tons. So how many average albacore is that?
Well, I mean, if you want to figure they're 20-pounders, then 100 of them is a ton.
Okay.
You know, they're not always 100. I mean, they're not always 20. Sure. I think a lot of the time we average like 16 pounds.
Okay.
So, so a lot.
A lot, one by one.
Yeah, when you start a trip with an empty boat, and you know, and you have a good day, you catch like 500 fish, and you look down there, you're like, oh my god, I can still see the bottom.
Whoa,
you know? That's not very
many. Got a long way
to go. We need 6,000.
Oh my god.
So when you bait up, is that enough bait for 4,500 fish?
Yeah, I mean, there's a simple formula that you can try to use, and basically, 10 scoops is a ton.
Uh-huh.
And it never works out that way, but, you know, if you're trying to, you know, set up a bait boat or you're trying to bait yourself up to get a load of fish, that's kind of the rule, you know. And the fish are different all the time, you know, so sometimes they respond real well to the chum and you don't have to throw that much, and other times they don't respond well and you got to pour it on them. And so, you know, the formula never really is exact, but it's a pretty close figure. Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. That's really cool.
So now, you are canning some Pikey albacore.
Well, I did. I canned some fish. Yeah. I just canned, you know, like a couple thousand pounds. And, there's the awesome little Ma and Pa operation there in Westport, and they do an amazing job of canning. And we had a load of fish that we took super good care of for a particular market that we had. And, you know, I had more than the market would take. You know, we ended up going above our quota just by a little. So I thought, man, rather than sell all this fish at the normal price, I'm just going to can it. You know, it was so perfect. It was so beautiful. And I'm so glad I did because, well, it's amazing.
The product.
The product is unreal, you know, to be able to have your fish that you took such good care of, instead of, you know, you buy a can of tuna. Yeah, there's good tunas and there's other bad tunas and, you know, ones that are mixed with skipjack and yellowfin and whatever. But I caught this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pole caught albacore that's been bled and taken super good care of.
Yeah.
So it's super clean, packed in water.
You know what? I have a variety. You know, I have stuff that's packed with jalapeno and habanero and garlic and oil. But it's the simplest and best one is just fish.
Yeah.
It's got a pinch of salt. It's not even, it doesn't have water or anything. It's just cooked in its own juice.
And it's just, you open the
it's
can.
It's totally amazing. Yeah. So the people that at this little canning operation, they loin out the fish, and then they chop the loins into steaks like you would for your barbecue, yeah. And then they just put a steak in the can.
Oh, my.
So cool. Yeah, you open That's it so up, cool. And it's just a perfect loin in there.
Wow.
It's so awesome, yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm stoked. So I'm selling them.
Yeah.
And we've been selling them at the Tuna Harbor Dockside Market on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the first day. My son Dylan and I were down there selling them. We had a great time just kind of mingling with the people and stuff, yeah. You know, and telling our story. So it was fun. It was a great opportunity for me to hang with the kids and show, kind of give them a look into, you know, doing business and having a job and handling money and schmoozing people. It was really fun. Sure. And I have a website, freshcaughttuna@gmail.com.
Okay. And so people, if they want to buy it,
they can contact me through
Fresh
that.
freshcaughttuna@gmail.com.
Yeah.
How did you get that? Man, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
freshcaughttuna@gmail.com. And how much is a can?
$5.
$5.
Yeah.
Really reasonable.
Yeah. Well, you know, I rolled through Vaughn's yesterday, and there's cans of Wild Planet, Bull Caught, you know, and of course, American Tuna and stuff, and they're basically the same price.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they're actually a penny less.
Yeah, okay. Caught on the pikey and hand raised.
You bet. Yeah, it's premium.
And actually, JJ brought four cans. Was that right? Four cans
to give away
today.
That's right.
Oh, rad.
So cool. We're going to add that to the prize package. Four cans of fresh caught tuna off the pikey.
You bet.
Yeah, pretty awesome for sure. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. JJ, a wealth of knowledge about albacore fishing. And, of course, he's a local fishing guy, too.
Yeah, and just so much fun. We're going to have a great time, and we just want to talk to you, man. We want to talk fishing and have a great time, and so stoked to have JJ in here. It's going to be a great show and a good time, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through, there's two ways that you can be on Let's Talk Hookup, and first right now is a great time to call because we do have a local line open, and I can assure you today's going to be a busy morning with JJ in here. And a local line's open right now at 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time on the toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking fishing and having fun this morning, we've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing on the brand-new Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Just an awesome trip, and I got a chance to go last week on a day-and-a-half trip, and just I can't get over how nice that boat turned out, man. It's literally like being on a long-range boat. Yes, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And how cool is it that you know, that opportunity exists? There was no boats online, and the elephant was biting out at San Clemente, and we'll just run day and a half because the bunks are huge, and there's showers and killer food, and so we went day and a half fishing, and it was a blast, and I can't say enough good things about that boat. And somebody's going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day on Liberty, as well as have four cans of that killer fresh caught tuna. So what a cool prize. Again, if you want to get your shot on those great opportunities, or better yet, your chance to talk to JJ, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to remind you, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News loaded with great information. This week, did you see the bugs?
Oh, man.
Pooping, man.
Nice lots bugs. Lots of big quality this year.
Yeah, really good. And, of course, for those of you up north, dungy season is open. So Dungeness crab season is time for that. And, of course, still some great tuna fishing going on. And, of course, next week they'll have all the wrap-up of that Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament that we heard from Mark Ray of Gen Ren Sport Fishing yesterday, how exciting that was and how many big fish caught in that tournament. I'm sure Pat will have all the details on that. They're probably all hung over this morning.
How brutal for poor Mark when he was telling us that story yesterday. They're coming to the scales, you know, barely got the fish before weigh-in time and showing up to the scale 15 minutes before it closes with a 250.
Yeah.
Well above everybody else. No, you got it, already counting your check, and then 2 minutes before the scale closes, 270 comes in, right?
Yeah,
and just snaps
right,
it,
yeah.
Oh. That was such a rad
Dick
story,
Landfield.
Though.
Yeah, Ford dealer, of course.
Yeah.
And, but Dick's tough. He's a competitor.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. That was
sure.
Cool.
Well, you want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. A rare opportunity to cop the Captain J.J. Gerritsen, formerly of the Apollo, formerly a sport boat guy, and now he is a commercial albacore fisherman on the boat Pikey, which is an amazing vessel that you can see actually in the basin as you're coming in on the sport boats, right, JJ? Your dock is right there,
yeah.
The first boat right on the corner there as you're coming back to the landings.
Yep, right there in the basin as you're heading out on the sport boat.
Describe Pikey for us. What is Pikey?
The Pikey was built to be a dragger, a midwater trawl dragger, and they dragged for rockfish and midwater cloudfish primarily up in the Pacific Northwest. And then, the owner, the original owner got tired of doing that and he started longlining with the boat over in Hawaii. And it was a longliner for many, many years in Hawaii. And then he got, you know, he was getting on in his ages, you know, he was in his 70s and he converted the boat to just jig fish for albacore. So for the last several years, the boat was just jigging albacore, which is, you know, pretty agonizing fishery, really. You don't do any jigging. We do a little bit of jigging, yeah, at the beginning of the season, yeah, for sure. But that's kind of the history of the boat, you know. And the guy, Bob, Pikey Bob, they called him, and he was an icon. He was a legend. He was an amazing, amazing fisherman. And we miss him. He passed away, you know, shortly after he sold the boat to me. And, boy, I still get people, you know, just commenting, hey, how's, you know, we miss Pikey Bob. And, you know, he was a legend up there in that Pacific Northwest.
What a cool boat to get. You know, it's got that kind of history behind it.
Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You did a lot of work on it, though. I know.
Yeah, I mean, to convert it into a bait boat, it was an intense endeavor for sure. A lot of work. I scratched my head for a while going, oh, my gosh, what have I done?
It's big, too. How big is it?
It's 73 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many tons?
And it's a 95 gross tons.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's a big boat.
It's big, yeah. Big, big, heavy. 22 feet wide. We draw like 10 and a half feet.
Whoa.
When we're tanked down, yeah. So
you got to be careful when you get in those rivers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Not knowing anything, is that a particularly big boat for up there? Is that an average size for up there? Are they mostly small boats? You know, because I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so the albacore fishery is kind of interesting because there's a lot of people that come into the albacore fishery that have other fisheries. You know, they're crabbers or they're salmon fishermen or, you know, they have some other fishery, and then they just take advantage of the fish coming close to the coast in the summertime, and they switch over and fish albacore.
This is where I live. I catch crabs, and, hey, this time of year when I'm not doing anything else, this fish is only 30 miles away.
Exactly.
Why not go for it?
Yep. So you see all kinds of rigs out there. But, you know, the real boats that really make a living fishing albacore, almost all of them are from here.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah. And there's just, you know, there's a handful of boats up there that you know, primarily fish for albacore, and they're designed to fish for it. But most of the boats up there in the Pacific Northwest have another fishery, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, JJ. Thanks for taking my call this morning. This is always one of my favorite shows. I love hearing a little bit different side stories about the fishing industry. So thank you, JJ.
You bet.
Hey, my question for you, JJ, is this. Coming from, you know, the sport fishing industry before going into the commercial, what have you learned about albacore fishing that, you know, as a commercial fisherman that you would have liked to have known as a sport fishing captain?
You know, I think this same question popped up last time I was in here, and I don't think that I've really learned a lot more about albacore. I just learned how to, you know, I'm learning the commercial side of the fishery. I don't really think that I've learned any more behavioral things about albacore than I already knew. You know, I was in the sport fishing industry for so long, that I was there through many different albacore cycles, you know. So I think more what I'm learning is how to deal with the commercial side of the fishery, you know, how to stay out when you need to stay out, how to move somewhere when you need to move somewhere, how to strategize having enough bait to be on the right cycle of the fish biting. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of strategies that I'm learning that are just related to being in the commercial industry rather than learning anything about the particular fish themselves. I got that part. It that came from sport fishing, and I don't think that I've really picked up a whole lot more about the fishing itself, about the movement and the way they are. Of course, I'm learning all the time. I learn every day something, for sure. But I don't think that just being out there commercial albacore fishing is completely enhancing what I already knew.
Does the market fluctuate a lot for you guys? Like,
no.
I mean, is your timing to sell it an important thing, or is it just you make your catch and you can kind of count on the price going to be the same today versus tomorrow versus next week?
Yeah, for me it does because I belong to AFA. AFA is an organization here, and there's a lot of boats involved, and AFA is really, really instrumental in the industry, you know, American Albacore Fishing Association. And Natalie and Jack Webster are a big part of it. Natalie runs a lot of it, and she markets our fish, and we pretty much have our markets established before we go out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it is. It is.
So you know kind of the price, and
we do. We have a price. Our price is set, and we know we're gonna get it. We know we're gonna be able to sell our fish, and that's a big deal too.
And
I really am comfortable with that. I like that. You know, there's times when we may not be getting the highest price available, but the security and the hassle-free, seamless selling of the fish, and AFA handles a lot of other things too. Like they handle all our fuel billing and our bait billing and many, many aspects of the industry. And they're on it. They're on top of legal issues and fisheries issues. And
cool.
Yeah, so it's a great, great organization to belong to. And it gives you a lot of peace of mind and comfort knowing.
You mean there's politics even in Albacore commercial?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh, yeah, we know there's some issues there for sure. Anyway, hey, good
question
there. Thanks a lot for the call. You mentioned cycles. And, you know, we all know, all of us at Fish know that there is a fishing cycle. Sometimes the switch is on, sometimes the switch is off. Do you see that with albacore fishing?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, fortunately, since I've been in the commercial side of albacore fishing, it's been pretty good fishing.
Yeah.
Although we've had to go to Oregon and Washington to do it. But... You know, when I said the cycles thing, you know, here in San Diego, growing up and being a deckhand since I was, you know, 15 years old and working on the boats, you know, we had albacore, many, many times for years. And I literally was, when I was a deckhand, I remember specifically being on the fillet board at 2 o'clock in the morning going, I hope I never see another albacore ever again. And you know, and then those times went away. And then we were fishing yellowtail on kelps and Dorado and bluefin and yellowfin and this and that, you know, and then we totally forgot about albacore. And then boom, there they are again, you know. So
stoked to have them back.
Yeah, yeah. And because they're such an awesome fish to fish for. They're exciting. They bite good. They eat well for sure. And, yeah. You know, they're a big part of what made San Diego industry what it is, you know. So
can you predict a cycle? Is it change every year? I mean, do you know when the moon's coming up to be full, you're going to have a better shot? I mean, you were talking about your timing with having being baited up and being there. How does that?
Yeah,
I mean, you don't mean
for
fish showing up or not showing up.
Yeah.
You mean like when they're like, here, when they go on the bite.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I was going to say, yeah, I can predict that. Yeah, just I'm going to have a private website you can just put money into.
Yeah.
I'll tell you secretly when they're going to come
in. It's like all those gambling websites. You pay me first, and then I'll tell you later.
But yeah, no, you know, we one of the things that I meant in that case is, you know, watching the weather. You know, okay, we're getting forecast. Yeah, we're getting a forecast out 7 days or something. So, you know, if it's rough, you know, next Tuesday, then maybe we want to strategize, you know, maybe getting in before that or staying out through it. Do we have enough bait to do that? You know, if it's going to get rough, a lot of the small boats are going to run in and they're going to all be getting bait. So do I want to be mixing it up with them and trying to compete for bait or offload times or, you know, so that's pretty much what I mean, you know, and of course we're watching moon phases too, you know, man, it's coming up on the moon. We want to be out. We want to, the fish probably are going to be up. We want to make sure we're in position to be on them. Even if we don't know where they are right now, we want to be, you know, maybe be looking at water that's on this chart when that moon gets up. So things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. There is no prediction for sure.
No, man. I wish. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's so brutal.
Everybody always goes, well, are we going to have albacore this year? It's like, I don't
know. Hey, you know they're going to show up here again.
Eventually
they are.
They will.
I mean, yeah.
Cycle.
It's just the way it is. Yeah.
The thing that's, that gets you so bad about those things is you can – and so the times when you have the best laid plan, okay, this is it. The water is right here. The moon is right. This is where it's going to happen. And you feel so good about it. And then you get a call from your buddy. And it's like, well, you wake up and it's a desert. And they're over here. It's awesome. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're so sure you've got it figured out. Yeah. It's like, that's it. We're going to lick in my chops. This morning, we're going to kill them. Nope, gone.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Over there. Yeah.
They remind you that they're in charge.
Yeah.
For sure. Well,
the good thing about it, though, for us is, We can just go there.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to go in. It's not just the weekend, you know.
Passengers back by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we're just, oh, well, we got to make a 300-mile move. Oops, set the autopilot.
Whoa.
Put your feet on the dash.
How much fuel do you carry on Pikey?
We carry 8,000 gallons.
And how far will 8,000 gallons take you?
A long way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, we burn basically 120 gallons a day.
Wow.
Running around.
Yeah, that's
everything.
You can go a long way.
Yeah.
And how fast are you?
And we're not very fast. Seven knots is a big number on the GPS for us.
Single
through. We're up to seven.
Yeah. We see fours and fives sometimes. It's pretty brutal.
Depends on the current. Yeah. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love the show, boy. You were just talking about the day standing at the fillet board playing endless hours of albacore, and it brought back all kinds of memories. That's back when we charged a quarter of fish.
Yeah, and we had gunny sacks hanging around the bait tank all day.
Yeah.
All day in the sun, getting warm. It was perfect.
It was a butter knife.
Squeeze them out like
toothpaste. Love the show. Yeah, love the show. And when the albacore do come back here, and they will, they always do, if you had one thing to take with you when you're going out for albacore locally, what would it be?
A hook. Yeah, I mean, you know, albacore is the simplest fish. If you can take a giant tackle box out there with you, but you better have some 1-0 hooks. And that's it. You know, fly line anchovy, fly line sardine, and that's it. That's all you need.
Cool about it.
No,
when all else fails, go back to the natural, right?
You know, all the hot shot old timer albacore fishermen, when you were out there, they'd get on the boat and they'd have, you know, some like 8-foot rods or whatever back then, and long rods and some squitter juniors and whatever, and light line, and they'd have one of those little pop open little plastic box with about 12 hooks in it. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the tackle box.
That's cool.
Indeed. Perfect. Right. And then I heard you guys talking about the lobster, and lobster fishing's been pretty good. We were out last week, three of us got 17 keepers. So
whoa!
Nicely done, man.
Yeah,
great
you've
day.
Been getting them here, Sherm.
Yeah, we were done by 10 o'clock. You know, it was like we could have stayed and maybe gone for a limit for all three of us, but it was like, yeah, it's getting late. Let's go in.
Sweet. That's a great night, man. Congratulations.
Nice job. All right. Well, how's everything at Snap Insurance?
Doing good, buddy. You know, it was the show we did last time was very well received. We got a few calls, and people are starting to put the name from Fifth Avenue to Snap. It'll take a little while, but we'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, good to see you at Tackle Day yesterday. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a very good time. I wish I could have stayed longer, but it's just duty calls, you know.
There you go. All right, Scott Sherman, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
All right, how about we jump right back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from West Hills this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
John?
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, JJ, two questions for you. When the albacore fishing was really good down here back in the day, was it good up north there also? And what kind of fishery is, like, say, 200 to 400 miles off the beach here?
Well, I interesting question. I don't know if it was good up above when it was good down here. I think that it was because I hear, you know, the guys that have been in this industry for a long, long time, you know, there's some of the boats from San Diego, some of the bait boats here that are generations of albacore fishermen that have been doing this for a long, long time. And I listen to their tales of woe, and it sounds like, yes, it was good fishing up there when it was good down here. And I think a lot of times, you know, it was actually kind of a dilemma. Does a guy want to stay and fish down here, or does he want to make the run and be up there, you know, for maybe a longer run? I don't know. But, yeah, it sounds like it was. It was good fishing up there when it was good here.
And what was the other question?
Is there a fishery out here, like, say, 200 to 400 miles outside of San Diego out west?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, there can be. There obviously could be. But I don't think there is, or I don't think we've been missing one, if you will, because, you know, there's guys out there looking. There's, you know, there's swordfish boats. There's longline boats coming and going. There's tugboats, ships. There's guys that are out, you know, in that offshore region from time to time, often enough that if there was something going on, we'd hear about it. We'd know about it. Yeah, I don't think that we're missing out on anything that's out there.
And that fish that I catch out in Hawaii, the tombow, shall we say, the big albacore, it's a very different type of fish, right? It's an albacore, but...
No, I think it's the albacore, and, you know, I think that those are those big breeder fish, you know. They just change their deal when they get that big. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, the migratory patterns of the albacore, and I don't know a great deal about them, and I don't think anybody else does either, but archival tagging going on with albacore, and we have caught an archival tag every season since I've been in the
industry. Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but every one of them was at liberty for about a year and was tagged pretty much right where we caught it.
Right where you caught it.
Yeah, after a year.
That now did it have a satellite tracker to tell where it went?
Yeah, and
did you get that data?
I don't have the data on the one we caught this year, but the ones we caught in the past, they did pretty much the same thing. They went out, you know, all the way across the Pacific into, you know, Midway water. Japan. Yeah, and I don't remember off the top of my head what like the lat long type positions were, but literally across the ocean.
Wow.
You know, and then back. Yeah. And they were deep. You know, those archival tags have, you know, time and depth and all that stuff. And the whole time they were gone from here or from the coast, they were deep.
Wow. And just feeding deep.
Whatever they do, they're crazy fish, you know. Yeah. But the time that they're in the surface is a really short time. And throughout the whole year, it's only like a month or whatever, a few months.
And why do they come to the surface? Any idea?
No.
Feeding?
Must be.
Yeah.
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 That's wild.
Yeah, it is. It is wild. So it's neat that they're doing studies on them, but not a lot is known.
When you guys are fishing up north there, how far west, you know, just kind of going back to John's question, how far west do you typically fish? I mean, are you relative to San Diego where you're, you know, 30 to 50 miles away from the beach, or are you
away? The fish come all the way to the beach. Mm-hmm. You know, there's
right on the beach.
Yeah, skiffs go out there and catch them daily.
Wow.
You know, on the
miles.
Oregon coast. More like out around the 100 to 200 fathom curve, which is probably 20 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like running the 302.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they load up. You know, when you pull up to the launch ramp up there, there's hundreds of trucks with trailers.
Really?
Yeah.
Hundreds?
It's amazing how many people.
And guys
have
in regular trailer boats that
they're out there.
Right here in San Diego out there.
Totally.
Given the right weather condition.
They're pretty hardcore. They are hardcore.
They're a lot more hardcore than we are.
I mean, you pull up on a rainy day and that parking lot's full. You know, where I would be like, no, I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah, what, crazy?
They don't think anything of it. They're out there.
Hey, good questions there, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Okay, we're talking albacore here, and the ultimate albacore reel. You better get ready, because it's coming.
No,
we
no
don't
doubt.
Know when, but it's coming.
Anchovy fishing, can you imagine how good it's going to be when we have a Trinidad 14A? I mean, that's what we were saying. Back in the day, let's face it, the coolest reel was a Newell 220. Because it had such a lightweight spool, and it casted good. Well, now you've got a spool that weighs less, it free spools better, but you don't have to rebuild the drags every 15 minutes, and you actually have torque and power, and it's smooth. That thing is going to be unstoppable. And now we have Power Pro line, so you can fit plenty of line on the reel, and it's even skinnier. I mean, how good is anchovy fishing going to be when it's the real deal? Not when you have your choice between fishing a chova or a sardine, but when it's back to anchovy fishing, and you've got to be able to cast farther than the guy next to you and have a bait that can swim line off the reel, it's going to be huge.
And even today, with that small sardine we've been seeing,
sure.
Trinidad 14 is the one. You match that with the ultimate Therese rod, lightweight, in your hand. It's an ultimate deal. Therese rod, Shimano Trinidad 14 at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Sport, sponsored in part by Terrafin, sea surface temperature charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charge before you leave, and all the information is right there with you. You can check Terrafin.com for more information.
And you heard what JJ said. You look at the charts. First thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have Terrafin.
Yeah. that Terrafin Mobile is so easy. You just download it on your iPad.
It is. Sweet.
And it's there. You don't need satellite connection.
Yeah.
That's not one of those things
for us, we have to use
it.
We have to use it when we're close enough to the beach, but we use it when we are.
That's cool.
Yeah, it works good.
Hey, you can hear, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and it's time to find out what's going on in the water. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great.
Good.
You're good, man. That albacore stuff sounds fun.
I know,
good
right?
Info there for sure today, and none in our counts this week, actually. So.
Dang it.
But, hey, we did have a pretty fun week up here. You know, close to home on the half-day scene, this local sand bass and calico bass fishing here made it real steady for us this week. You know, we had some good tides, and, gosh, that flat calm condition set that we had this week allowed us to get into some shallow water and fish some areas that, you know, quite honestly, we routinely drive past. I'm talking like 10 to 18 feet of water, real, real tight. Quality calico bass on the flyline sardine and the flyline mackerel. again, the rubber and artificial lures caught fish as well. And these are some bruiser calico bass in the shallow water, but it's cool. Just about every one of these bigger fish is getting released. You know, we got up here in Dana Wharf, you know, lots of bass fishing. We got lots of hardcore bass guys. So it's good to see this quality fish being caught and released. And, you know, in there in that same water, some real fun sheephead fishing too, you know, for the guys that are bringing their own bait, like shrimp or clams or whatever. It's just some bruiser sheephead in there too. Three-quarter day stuff for us was a little bit slower this week. You know, still some reds and mixed rockfish in the counts. And if time allows, you know, the boat has been kind of slipping into the kelp at the end of the day and catching some calico bass there on the edge of the kelp. Man, the local kelp beds here made a tremendous comeback with those cooler water temperatures. So that's good to see as well. Our halibut derby's rolling along just fine. 17-pound fish atop the leaderboard. You know, their first trip was Friday, so they had a couple fish on that trip. And they're out again this morning, so hopefully they get a few fish by the end of the day to add to that leaderboard. And just a quick reminder to our faithful passengers that our time change, with the time change here, our departure time for the three-quarter day trip changes this time of year for us. It leaves at 7 a.m. and returns at 4 p.m. So just want to put that out there as well. But everything else, the same schedule, all remains the same. Half days at 10 o'clock during the week and 6:30 and 12 on the weekends. So urge you guys to get out with us. Call the landing to make a reservation. The number there, 949-496-5794. And, of course, check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And as I promote every week, please use the discount code. You can find it right on the front page of the West Hawk Hookup website. Get that little code, and you can book online. And, you know, maybe we'll see some of you guys up at the CCA crawfish thing today. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to make it up there, but I'm heading up here in a few minutes. I got a truck full of beer and crayfish and all kinds of
stuff.
Sweet. That
sounds awesome, yeah, man. At Cypress Community Center, and that's right there in Cypress, and there's still tickets available. You want to go to that, the CCA fundraiser at Cypress Community Center. Crawfish and beer, that sounds pretty fun for
today.
That's
right, huh?
Beautiful
alley, man.
Day for
11 to 4. 11 to 4, and when I picked the stuff up yesterday, man, there's tons and tons of food. So plenty to feed everybody, so we'd love to see some of you guys up there. And, you know, raffle, all kinds of cool stuff going on up there as well as supporting CCA. So
yeah,
definitely a good
raffle.
Place to be.
All right, and that's tickets cool, right at the door there, so come on down.
There you go.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks
for the time.
Have a great time at the Crawfish Boil and the fundraiser for CCA, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have
thanks,
a good
Willie. Show. All right. Hey, let's continue with the catchboard to the surf. Our surf fishing guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on?
Just looking for that surf report, man. How are you doing, Gundy?
Good. See, you can take that crawfish, put it in your pocket, and then fish sheephead when you get back on the surf.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about, you know, how we're finally winding down here, cooler water. But, you know, cooler water, and I've talked about this the last few weeks, has meant more bait, you know. And so really a lot of this, the better fishing right now is orienting around anchovy schools. So we'll start up north. Hook, line, sinker reported the halibut bite continues to take top billing there. 30-inch, 10-pound plus fish was the best fish this week. And again, off that East Beach area, 4-inch ringed hammer, swim bait, key lime, green sardine have been the top colors, but lots of anchovies in tight, cooler water, very good conditions for that halibut bite there. The Cabazon bite also picked up, another cooler water thing. Gaviota, Goleta was good. The fish are eating squid, rockfish, calicos in the mix. Wiley's reported the same thing, a good bite in the rocks this week. Squid's the top bait, a mix of calico bass, grass rockfish, occasional Cabazon, a 3-pound plus calico was the top fish caught off Latigo this week. Big fish reported. The Bonita showed up again off of Seal Beach Pier, the Jetty, Belmont Pier, in the harbor mouse, all around. Inside the harbor, still that Barracuda, and there are up to legal fish, and it's all about bait, all small anchovies. The Barracuda, like I said, some are up to legal, short to legal, and then 1 to 3 pounds on the Bonita there. They're eating spoons and look for the birds, that's the whole deal. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good Bonita action off San Clemente Pier, 1 to 4 pound fish. Crocodiles, small mega baits working there. And then this is interesting. The shark angler's been catching these small bonita, slabbing them for bait, and fish in the pier area there, too. They had two leopard sharks from 50 to 60 inches and then a couple nice big seven gills, which we haven't seen in a while. That's kind of a cool thing. And then Oceanside reported, Pacific Coast there reported, yellowtail still biting off the power plant jetty there. Five to 10-pound fish, so there's some decent fish in there, and the guys are are using crocodiles, laser minnows, and even big swim baits are working on those yellowtail tied to that. You got a warm water outfall there from the power plant, so that kind of holds those fish there. For warmer water, you got an edge, and those yellowtail are hanging on that as long as conditions persist. So, you know, like I said, you find the bait, you find the fish in this time of year. So still plenty to do.
There you go. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Right,
thank
good
you.
Good morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are jam-packed. Let's talk to Doug, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I had to call in when you guys were talking about the hardcore fishermen there in up north, because I managed to get out and go with some of those hardcore fishermen. We left out of Westport and went fishing for the albacore. My God, it was like 20 knots of wind, and they're just flying out there. I had a great time. I got totally excited and hooked back for the albacore again. Everybody down here in San Diego keeps talking about, when's the albacore showing up? When's the albacore showing up? Well, you know what? It is up there. We plugged the boat, and it was just fun fishing. So, JJ, I know you're, quote, living the dream, but it's a lot of hard work you're doing.
Yeah.
I know that.
It is. It is so hard work. I come in here and kind of animate it, make it sound fun, but it is brutally hard work.
How often does it not blow 20 knots up?
No, yeah, the weather's particularly good most of the time.
Is it?
During the summer. Yeah, I mean, that's where the high pressure starts, you know, that we get down here. And actually, when that we get those highs up there, that's when you get your afternoon 20, 25s down here, you know,
yeah.
And outside the Channel Islands and that, you know, that summertime thermal wind condition. It's normally pretty good weather up there in the summer.
Flat?
It gets flat.
Yeah?
Yeah, gets flat.
That Washington fishery, though, man, I was up there to visit the mother-in-law. And I hooked up with some of the locals up there, and it's like, albacore fishing? Okay. So I was gone. I had never even saw the mother-in-law, so it was an awesome week's visit.
Perfect. That's a perfect visit. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Doug,
no wonder they're so hardcore about it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Where is Westport, Washington?
Westport, Washington is about 40 miles north of the Columbia River.
So north of Portland.
Yeah.
So if you're flying
up
there to go fishing,
it's west of Portland.
Yeah.
You can fly into Portland or you can fly into Seattle. It's kind of brutal that there's no airport relatively close to Westport. It's really amazing because it's a 3-hour drive basically from the airport.
From
2.5 to 3 hours. Yeah.
Either
yeah. They're both about the same distance, Seattle or Portland.
Now, is there ever an occasion where you put into port in the summer and fly home or?
No.
No. You're there for 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I've found out and realized is that you need to be fishing every day of those 4 months if you possibly can, you know. Fast turnaround, you know, don't dilly-dally around, be out on the water as much as possible. And, yeah, it gets choppy. There's days when, you know, the forecast is, you know, 20, 25 knots, and that's not fun time to fish. But a lot of times those are short blows, you know, and you got to stay out and gut it out through that. I feel, you know, in order to be really, really maximize your.
You have potential. Only a, that window.
Short time to get her done. Yeah.
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 That's it.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. Less travel days in and out of port, better.
Is having a boat the size of yours an advantage when
totally.
It comes to things like that?
Oh, totally
can,
big advantage.
Imagine.
Yeah. Because.
You ride it out and.
Yeah,
as soon
exactly.
As it's good, you're already there. You're not
exactly.
Traveling back to there.
Exactly. And it's not comfortable. And if it's blowing, we can't fish.
Right.
You know, I mean, because the guys are standing outside the boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you ever drive
the,
by,
the
forget
about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's
like
crummy weather, we're not fishing. Yeah. I mean, the only way they hang on is by jamming their toes underneath a bar in the rack.
Ooh.
That's
and
crazy.
So it is. So if it's crummy weather, and I let them decide, you know, if you guys aren't comfortable, we're not fishing. And they love to fish, so they're pretty hardcore. But there's definitely a time when we have to call it. You know, it's too rough. You know, if a guy, you know, suddenly gets water down his chest waders, you know, it's probably not good. Yeah. So.
Do you wear a wading belt?
Yeah, they wear wading belts. And you know, we have not ever worn PFDs, But I think it's I think it's a really, really, really good thing, a good idea. And I'm gonna look into getting those, you know, those Sterns, super lightweight, pull the cord. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
And I think that's
going
to become mandatory because we seem to be more and more pushing the bounds, you know, fishing when it's crummy. And those guys are back there taking a beating. And, you know, we haven't washed a guy out of the rack yet. But
we haven't washed a guy out.
But it could happen for sure. And the last thing you want to do is be fishing when it's rough and have a guy swimming around with his chest waders on out there. So
that's trouble.
Yeah.
So easy to talk about. Oh, yeah, they're in the rack when we're sitting here dry in our board shorts and flip-flops. And then when you think about how gnarly that would be to actually be in there in choppy weather, I mean, it's a rack. I mean, it's like you say, it's screwed to the
outside
of the
boat. You're standing on the swim step.
Yeah.
You're standing on the swim step.
And what's the water temp?
The temp we're fishing in is similar to here.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the 60s, mid-60s.
Mid-60s?
Yeah, 65, 66, 64. Yeah, I mean, you know, early season, it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, when we get up there, it's late, it's in the high 50s. And it's crazy. We get up there, the water's, you know, we're coming off the beach. It's going from 50, 51, 52, 55. Oh, it's getting warm, 55. Oh, 57. Oh, it's up. Jinx try, 57 degrees. It's like, oh, my gosh, really? We never look for fish in 57-degree water, you know, but they're in there. They're there.
Yeah.
In the beginning
of
the season, that's what we fish.
Pretty awesome.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Another full hour coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.